The first American to die in Afghanistan was CIA officer Johnny Mike Spann, who was killed questioning captured Taliban fighters. His widow, Shannon Spann, also is a CIA agent. In the fourth of five stories on the lasting impact of September 11th, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with Shannon Spann at her home in Manassas, Virginia.
They're all 8 and 10.
When Shannon Spann's husband was killed, many of their closest friends could not telephone her here in their townhouse, a half hour away from CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia. They could not attend the funeral at Arlington National Cemetery to cry with her. Shannon Spann's friends, many of them CIA agents, had to remain distant from her intense grief out of fear that the public attention might blow their cover.
Yeah, that's one of the really hard things about this job, that I'm not able to be in communication with a lot of my close friends. It's a hard business since you never stay in one place for very long. Some of our friends who were overseas when Mike was killed and weren't able to get back for the funeral for one reason or another, or they're in a sensitive situation where I can't just pick up the phone and call them. I still haven't talked to some of them, and it'll be good when I can do that.
Spann is a tall, wiry woman with dark brown hair and a face with large, penetrating green eyes. On this rainy weekend afternoon, she's making a lunch of ham sandwiches and lemonade for her two daughters while her 15-month-old baby boy naps. Near the kitchen table, the computer's red screensaver reads simply, Semper Fidelis, Latin for always faithful, the Marine Corps motto. Her husband was a Marine for 7 years before joining the CIA. Last September 8th, Shannon Spann's husband had just returned from an overseas assignment. She felt lucky to be a CIA agent because, unlike most agency wives, she knew where her husband was working and what he was doing as part of a little-known paramilitary unit inside the CIA. The job was supposed to take just a few weeks, but complications popped up. Instead, he was gone for more than 2 months. 3 days after he returned on September 11th, the terrorist attacks came. Shannon Spann was in the grocery store with her young son. Her husband was at his desk at the CIA. She quickly telephoned him.
I remember Mike saying how mad he was that people were going home. He said, we're supposed to stay here and do something about this. He was going to try to get his office mates to stay, which I thought was fine. It seemed crazy that we weren't going to be there. Of course, CIA has other arrangements for during those kinds of times to continue operations where they need to be, but...
You know what was surprising to me? You never said I was worried about Mike because the CIA would be a target.
I don't know why it didn't strike me that way. I guess I saw it from a professional perspective.
Shannon Spann, who's 33, was raised in Tustin, California, and graduated with honors from UCLA in English and American Studies. Then she went on to law school and later became dean of Trinity Law School, a small school in Santa Ana, California. Then she saw an ad in The Economist magazine for the clandestine service of the Central Intelligence Agency.
And it struck me as odd that they were advertising, but I recall that the headline said, "Do you have what it takes?" And that sort of challenged me. I wanted to say, well, of course I do, you know. I had always had an interest in international affairs, so I put in my application and a couple months later got a call and had a really good conversation with the recruiter and things sort of continued from there.
In 1999, Shannon Spann joined the CIA. She went to a secret facility near Tidewater, Virginia for training in spycraft, from shooting guns to learning how to avoid surveillance and capture. Sitting behind her in class was a Marine the same age. He was transferring to the CIA. Mike Spann made an immediate impression.
Actually, Mike makes an impression on everybody that he meets. You know, he had very strong features and a kind of a commanding quality about his demeanor. And so, sure, yeah, he made an impression on me.
I think you're trying to tell me he was good looking.
He was indeed very, very good looking.
He was an artillery officer in the Marine Corps?
He was an artillery officer and a parachutist, and he was also a pistol sharpshooter and a rifle marksman and a rescue diver. And
this is kind of like a dashing character.
Yeah, he was not the kind of person that you meet every day.
Did he ever, like, make you laugh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. In fact, I was actually crying yesterday about the fact that he's not here to make me laugh anymore. Because I laughed more in the few years that I knew Mike than I think I have in my whole life.
They were soon married, and Shannon immediately became the stepmother of Mike's two daughters from a previous marriage. Then they had their son, Jake. And on October 5th, 2 days before President Bush announced the bombing of Afghanistan was about to begin, She drove Mike to the CIA's main building in Langley, Virginia. He had been in the region before, and now he was again being deployed to Afghanistan. Then in late November, Shannon Spann, like most Americans, learned from news reports about the bloody riot at the fortress being used as a prison camp at Mazar-e-Sharif in Afghanistan. She heard the disturbing radio reports as she drove her children from Yosemite National Park to her parents' home in Orange, California.
So I called some of my colleagues at the office and got one of the managers who was involved in this project. He said that they were sending some people from the office and that they didn't have all the details, but that it really didn't look good. Mike had sent a note to one of our colleagues before he left that said, if anything happens to me, you know, I want you to be the one to tell Shannon. I don't want her to hear it from somebody she doesn't know. When the manager that I was talking to said they were sending some people and he named this woman's name, I thought, oh, man, that really is not good.
She had a deal with her husband. No matter what the agency told her, she promised to believe he was alive. He had told her that Marines are trained to endure incredible stress and pain if they know someone is waiting for them at home. She told her CIA colleague she had reason to believe that her husband was not dead.
I remember saying, I'm hearing you, I'm listening to what you have to say, but I'm just not going to believe it until I see the body.
After the body came home, Shannon Spann saw her husband alive one more time in a harrowing piece of television footage. Just minutes before chaos had overrun the makeshift prison where Spann was shot in the head, a TV crew, by happenstance, recorded grainy footage of Spann questioning John Walker Lind, the American with the Taliban fighters. When Lind later struck a deal with prosecutors to avoid the death penalty, Mike Spann's father was outraged. But Shannon Spann, the CIA agent, had a different point of view.
Classified information was at risk in a public trial of that nature. My own colleagues and friends would have been called on to testify, which is, of course, an undercover person's worst nightmare.
Since then, Shannon Spann has been taking care of her three children. She believes the U.S. has responded well to the terrorist threat, and she's proud of the sacrifice her husband made to defend the nation. Earlier this year, Shannon Spann was President Bush's special guest during the State of the Union address. She was Newsweek's guest at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And in October, she goes back to work at the CIA because she needs the money to support her kids. She says walking back into CIA headquarters will bring to mind the last time she saw Mike.
The kids and I drove Mike to CIA headquarters. It was in the evening, so it was dark. And the building is, of course, lit up on the inside. And I remember watching Mike walk up that sidewalk. I just stood there watching him until the glass doors sort of open and there's this enormous American flag hanging in the background. And it just seems now, thinking about it, like Hollywood or something. You know, I'm standing there with three kids in the car and Mike's walking away in this sort of strong way that he had, this really strong walk. The doors open and there's this big American flag and he never turned around. He just kept going and the doors closed and we got in the car and went home. And that was the last time we saw him.
Members of Mike Spann's CIA team have given Shannon Spann the American flag that flew over the fortress in Afghanistan where he died. She keeps that flag in her living room. Juan Williams, NPR News, Manassas, Virginia.